You may be seated. In that reading I just read, there's the answer to my ash issue. That's a hard one. It said, pour oil on your forehead. If we get like some candle oil or some olive oil, it will just... No, okay. Let us pray. Dear God, on this Ash Wednesday, you call to us to be your disciples, your followers, your witnesses in the world, and you call us to serve you by serving one another. Throughout these 40 days of Lent, we pray that your Spirit would guide our thoughts, our words, our actions. May we be truly ever honoring your name each day. Amen. So our texts from Joel and Matthew are ones that we typically read on Ash Wednesday. We haven't read them for a couple of years, I think, because we're in the narrative lectionary. But tonight, these two texts from Joel, from Matthew, there's this tension between some of the words, between the words of Joel and between the words of Jesus. Here are some of the words again. First, I'll say the Joel lesson, and then Jesus' response. Not really a response, but what Jesus said. Blow your trumpets, but not too loudly. Gather everyone together in the streets, but don't pray in public. Shout and weep so people can see you, but don't look dismal and sad. And on this Ash Wednesday evening, don't disfigure your face, but that's what we're going to do with the ashes in the sign of a cross. The words in Jesus, the words of Joel are different. They are doing two different things in their day. Joel is calling the people of his day to repent, while Jesus is watching the religious people of his day do their religious duty and activity. Joel was calling loudly for the people to repent, while Jesus was encouraging the people not to be boastful while doing their religious duties. Joel is telling us that the call from God to you and to me, sometimes that call has to be loud. Because of the noise and the sounds around us, sometimes we'll blot out God's voice, making it difficult for us to hear. So using Joel's image, we shout God's call from the mountaintops, so that others, including ourselves, can hear God's voice above all other voices. God's call to you is loud. Jesus is telling us that the work we do, the work that we do for God, for in Jesus' name, inside this church, around the world, that work is often quiet work. We pray quietly in the corner of a house, not to bring attention to the fact that we are praying, and we fast quietly, silently focusing on God and God's word, not to bring attention to ourselves for others to notice what we are doing. We serve God by serving God's people. Not for our benefit and glory, but to help others and to give glory to God. Often the world calls us to make ourselves at the top, to put our needs first, to make me and you number one. God calls us to be kind, loving, generous, to be a servant through our daily prayer, to remember God through our fasting, our worship, and our serving, to remember God, that God calls loudly to us to live a life of quiet service and ministry. Our Lenten journey begins this evening on Ash Wednesday with the ashes on our foreheads, which call us to remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. These ashes in the shape of a cross remind us of our humanness, our brokenness, our sinfulness. The ashes lead us to the cross of Good Friday. But thanks be to God, our journeys do not stop at Good Friday, but they continue on, and the ashes lead us to the empty tomb of Easter morning, of resurrection hope and eternal life. And throughout our lives, God calls to us. Sometimes his call is a loud one, to follow him, to be a disciple and follower of Jesus, to love our neighbors. Our journeys of love and service will probably not make the news headlines or bring attention to us or make us famous or popular. We live and serve quietly, calmly, and lovingly. The call is loud. Our work is quiet. Amen.